أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بخبر أو جذوة من النار لعلكم تصطلون. فلما أتاها نودي من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة من الشجرة أن يا موسى إني أنا الله رب العالمين وألق عصاك. فلما رآها تهتز كأنها جان ولا مدبرا ولم يعقب يا موسى أقبل ولا تخف إنك من الآمنين. In the ayahs before we discussed, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had gone to Madian, and then Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam offered one of his two daughters to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for nikah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had made nikah, and he spent one of the two periods according to the Quran, 8 or 10 years. And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that it has been the habit of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam to always give more, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had completed the period of 10 years. And then thereafter, it is obvious, it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam should return once again to Egypt. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this journey back. Much of this has been discussed in Surah Taha in great detail, so we will just go through the important aspects of these ayat. فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ آنَسَ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ نَارَ. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had accomplished or completed the period of time, 8 or 10 years, وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ, and then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had now left Madian, going back to Egypt. It was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he returns. He had the objective to fulfill, and that was to give the da'wat of Islam to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. So when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was en route, anasa min janibi turi nara, from the side of Mount Tur, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had seen a fire. It was, according to some commentators, a very cold night. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had taken an unfamiliar, unpopular route. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not sure about the route. He needed to query and he needed to ask with regards to the way towards Egypt, and at the same time the need to have some coal or some fire, and he sees this fire. قَالَ لِأَهْلِهِمْ كُثُوا. So he says to his family, remain here, stay here. إِنِّي أَنَسْتُ نَارًا. Certainly I see a fire. لَعَلِّي أَتِيكُمْ مِنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. Perhaps I can bring you some information with regards to the route. أَوْ جَذْوَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ. Or a piece of coal or charcoal from the fire. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْطَلُونَ. So that you may acquire or warm yourselves. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِنْ شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam approached, then a call was made from the right side of the valley, فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ, in the blessed piece of land, مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ, from a tree, أَيَّا مُوسَى إِنِّي أَنَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. O Musa, certainly I am Allah, the Rabb of the entire universe. Here one explanation that the commentators have given over and above what has come in Surah Taha is, here Allah says, fil buqatil mubaraka, in this blessed piece of land. And the land became blessed because it was the land in which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the commentators have explained that a land becomes blessed depending on the amal of a person. This was a piece of land that was regarded as a park, but here now it becomes park because it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that same piece of land that had no, it was disregarded, a piece of land where people played and jumped around. But no sooner does it become the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes sacred in the eyes of Allah. It becomes sacred in the eyes of people. It is a land in which people will make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And besides the masjid also, any other place where the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught, that place becomes mubarak, that place becomes blessed, because the deen of Allah is spoken about, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught. Wa an alqi asaq, there in Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates a long discussion with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it very brief, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, wa an alqi asaq, and that you throw down your asa, your staff. Falamma ra'aha tahtazzu ka'annaha jan, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam saw it, it was quivering, it was moving like a thin snake. And because it was approaching Musa alayhi salatu was salam, walla mudbira, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam turned around retreating, walam yuaqib, and Musa alayhi salatu was salam did not look back. In other words, he moved away from the snake. Some ulama have explained that these mu'ajizat of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, there was what they call taqlib. In other words, a total change and turnaround in the reality of things, that what was a stick upon which Musa alayhi salatu was salam would use to walk, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed it completely into a snake. And that reality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the whole of mankind, that the reality of everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was intended and what was a piece of wood that was a stick was made out of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the reality. And this is the yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to bring in our hearts also, that the reality of things is in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change it as and when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills. Ya Musa, aqbil wa la takhaf. O Musa, turn around and do not fear. Innaka min al-aminin, certainly you are from those who are safe. In other words, you have absolutely no danger and you are out of every form of danger. So here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now discuss Musa alayhi salatu wa salam going back towards Madian, and the famous incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam having the opportunity and being blessed with the speech with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.